BJ and Jamie.
Well, howdy, howdy, howdy. It's the BJ Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. Take us anywhere you go. It's a beautiful app, too. Put it on there, and the podcast will be there later on today, too. Welcome to a Friday. Woo! It's finally Friday. After a couple of weeks off, it's been brutal to get back to work.
Been a long week.
5 full days. Oh, man. Good morning, Spadil.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carson.
Good morning.
I'm going to Spadil because I had an epiphany. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, when you just suddenly realize something?
Yeah. I had an epiphany last night.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to run this by you, okay?
All right.
You know, everybody's gearing up for the big football game coming up on Sunday.
Right.
Yeah, you got the Broncos and the Bills.
The Bills.
Yep. Right?
Buffalo.
11 o'clock Sunday,
yep.
Right? Is that right?
Yes.
All right, and the weather looks pretty good, you were telling me.
That's all the reports I've seen is they say that it's going to snow around that area, but the actual weather for the game should be good.
All right, so Jamie wants to put a bet on the game, okay?
Yeah.
And I owe her $100, so we're going to take that $100 and place it on the game goes into overtime.
Yeah.
Her $100 could make her $1,600, right?
That's a pretty good bet.
All right, good bet, good bet. I think there's a chance, too.
Yeah.
I was thinking last night, I'm going to send you the money and you place the bet.
Okay, on my DraftKings?
Yeah.
Why?
I feel like she wouldn't like that, but maybe.
Well, the reason I was thinking that is because she might not believe that I actually did it.
Yeah, but she's not going to think that I'm going to send her the money. She's going to think I'm just going to keep it.
Or she'll be like, yeah, I didn't place the bet. Yeah, just keep the money.
Okay, forget about that epiphany. Forget about it. Maybe it's not such a good idea.
Yeah.
Maybe it'd be better off if I sent it over to Carson.
He's definitely more trustworthy.
Yeah. No.
I take it that none of us want to be between Jamie and $1,600.
I don't want to be the middleman.
Yeah. And I don't want to tell her if she loses either.
Here she comes.
Something about middleman.
Nothing about middleman.
All right. I was explaining to Spadil that maybe you won't believe that I actually put down your money for the bet on the game on Sunday.
Right.
But you might have some reservations like that beach. I know him. That scoundrel. He probably pocketed the money. There's no bet down. I won't win my 16. You know how it will go.
$1,600
right?
is what you owe me.
So I had
right
this
now.
Already.
No, I don't owe you. No, he hasn't played yet.
I'm just saying it's a given. So give me the $1,600. We don't even have to worry about the bet being
put
down.
Listen.
And then I had an epiphany last night, and I thought that maybe I send the money over to Spadil and he handle it. That way you know that the bet's down. But he didn't want to get between you and $1,600.
No.
Yeah, it would be too hard for him to hand over $1,600.
That's what I said.
That would just make him sad.
Yeah. He would be crying as he hands over the money.
Exactly.
Then I said, maybe we move to Carson. And Carson said,
I don't want to be the middleman.
Yeah. No, you said you were going to make it. Why are you going back on it?
No. I was just saying that it's going to be made. I was just trying to make it more comfortable for you to know that the money is.
I trust
you. Okay.
Now, I'm pretty sure you're not going to screw me out of $100.
No, I wouldn't do that.
I mean, the $1,600 maybe, but no.
Yeah, if I don't show up on Monday,
right.
That game goes into overtime. You guys are going to know why.
Oh, my God. Can we just talk about the great blizzard of 2025? Oh. Holy crap. It was a bunch of crap yesterday. Even Dave Frazier said, all right, you know, I've never heard him say that. You know what? We got a lot more snow than we expected. And he said, and with the winds and the moisture, we just didn't see that coming in. And I'm like, okay, Dave.
Right, I was so mad when I had to shovel yesterday, almost
a foot. It was too windy for us to shovel.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. The snow was even up against my garage doors.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, so then the trash people canceled. Because of weather.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
did they?
They canceled. And then the snowplows for the HOA came through.
Yeah.
They knocked over my trash cans.
No.
They buried half of the other one. So everybody's trash is either buried or knocked over. The poor trash people today are going to be so mad. Yeah, because they're either buried or knocked over.
Somebody's blew over in our neighborhood, too. And there's trash everywhere. Our guy up and down the street.
On purpose. Yeah. Wow. Because he's like, well, you guys left your trash cans out. I'm just going to knock them over.
That's on you.
Bastard.
It was nasty yesterday. Oh, that drive home was worse than it was a couple of days before that.
Literally, somebody wrote on Facebook, and I thought this was kind of funny. She's like, you know, my hopes and dreams are that one day my children will become meteorologists. That way they'll always keep their job, even if they're wrong. It's like, she's not wrong.
Right? Oh, my God. Yeah, it's a great gig.
It was nuts.
It was a great gig.
There were cars everywhere. Just
yeah.
It was a disaster. Oh, yeah.
I felt so bad for this lady because help was there, but she had rammed into the center wall on C-470 in a van.
Oh, God.
And she was standing out on the highway with her cell phone.
In 20 degrees.
Another car had pulled up. Yeah, it was cold and blizzard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I just got to slow down and get home. Oh, that's all.
Lord. Anyway, yeah. I'm done bitching now.
All right. Okay, there you go. Show's underway, folks. Welcome to a Friday. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Hey, Jamie, before we get started this morning,
sure.
Can I ask you a quick question here
and get
your honesty? Because I know you will.
Yep, okay.
Remember yesterday when you said I was looking really rough?
Yeah, today you look better.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, today you look better.
I was obsessed with that yesterday. I went to the mirror probably about five or six times yesterday at home just to well, what's going on with me?
Yeah. Yesterday,
my eyes are a little.
They were. Hey, you needed that Plexol or whatever.
Yeah.
Where that girl, and she's like, I'm here with my dad, and then she puts that Plexol under his eyes, and all of a sudden, and it just sucked up that bag.
No kidding.
Yeah, and they timed it.
So it works better than that hemorrhoid cream that I use.
I guess so. Well, hemorrhoid cream doesn't have that stuff in it anymore. Only in Canada.
Well, great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wish somebody had told me.
Well, I did one time, but
I think we talked about
it. Yeah,
so
we
I look better today.
Yeah, you look better today.
All right, good.
No,
good,
I don't know why, but the hemorrhoid cream took the swelling stuff out of it for the United States, but you can still get it in Canada or something.
No kidding.
It's weird. Yeah.
Probably Mexico.
You
can get all that crap.
Yeah.
Mexico,
for
right?
Sure you can.
Right.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you look way better.
Sure. I appreciate it.
Sure. Yeah.
All right, that's all
I got.
When
does the wife come back?
She got back last night.
That's why you look better.
She got back.
because
love is back in my life?
No, because you're held accountable.
It's all on you when she's gone.
You have to shower and stuff.
we were crash coursing for one first grade homework last night before
were?
The mom got back home. I've been letting it slide this week a little bit. Me and Frog, we'll look at each other and go, you want to do some homework? Not right now, Dad.
Okay, that's
good. And then last night at 5:30, a football game come on.
Oh,
how am I supposed to do homework with a first grader when a football game is on?
Exactly. What game was on?
It was Penn State and Notre Dame.
Oh yeah, that's a big game for you.
Part of the college football playoffs. It's a game.
The game is much more important than the fundamentals for a child.
Child development, what's that?
Who cares?
Here's what we came to the conclusion of, okay?
Yeah.
Now, she's not up yet, so I can say this. On the front page of his homework, you have to write down the four chapters you read, in whatever first grade book, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we came up with, let's write them down and we'll read them over the weekend.
Nice.
So I'm hoping he doesn't rat me out this morning when he goes to write them down.
How does your consciousness, how does it allow you to watch a football game while you have a little kid sitting there that needs to do homework? I could never do that.
I don't know, but it does.
Wow.
He just doesn't think about it.
That's horrible.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Wow. All right, well.
Man. But yes, she is back. Got back last night from Nashville.
Yeah. How's her boyfriend?
I don't know. I haven't been able to talk to her yet.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure he's a good dude.
Yeah, he probably is.
Probably so. He probably does good with kids and homework, too.
He probably does. Probably just doesn't sit on his ass. He probably actually, I don't know, participates in their life.
I'd say he hates football, probably. wait a minute.
Hey, you're the one that said it.
All right. Do we want to get an update on these fires out in Los Angeles? I've got a news report here that Spadil just brought in. I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Yeah.
Do you have an update from your friends?
Yeah, I have a lot of updates about a lot of stuff, but there's looting. I cannot believe that.
Yeah, I mentioned that yesterday.
They actually have video of guys going in these, and these houses are not mansions. Not that it matters. Looting's looting. But, mm-hmm. I mean, these look like houses that, you know, they've been in all their lives, like a grandma's house or something, and they're taking out TVs and everything. It's just disgusting.
How do they get in there?
They just
How do they drive in there? Because I'm just assuming all the roads are shut down and you can't really go in. How's a looter get through?
It's just right when they call the evacuation and people are leaving and
it's all chaos.
Yeah.
Criminals, man. That's, and you mentioned yesterday the people that were starting fires. Did you see them take that guy down yesterday?
I didn't.
Oh, man. They put him on the ground.
Yes.
Yeah. They should send that guy away forever.
Yeah.
I mean, for doing something like that, he started the fire again yesterday,
ridiculous.
This guy. Yeah. Yeah. So it was just crazy. It's like, okay, this guy needs to be locked up forever.
The worst thing that happened yesterday, though, of all, like, you know how we've had some blunders along life's paths, you know, with different things or whatever. Everybody's made mistakes. I mean, we're human. But this could have been probably the dumbest, worst, human error on the planet.
What is that?
Oh, my God. So, all of a sudden, they're doing a live interview with this woman who she lost her house or whatever. And then the news crew is talking to her. And all of a sudden, all their phones, every single one of them, their phones go off. The entire city of Los Angeles gets a notice to evacuate. The entire county, city, everybody, evacuate now.
You're kidding.
It was a mistake.
Oh.
It was a mistake.
So they were testing the system?
No, they weren't testing it. Somebody screwed up. They wanted to only do the whatever fire, I forgot, like Heather Fire or whatever the guy's name, Kenneth Fire. It was only supposed to say Kenneth Fire, evacuate the people in that area.
Yeah.
But they wrote down the entire Los Angeles area needs to evacuate.
What a disaster. Freak
out. Oh, yeah. The news anchors were freaked out.
Yeah.
They were like, what do we do, Jim?
No kidding. I mean, with all this that's going on, you know, I mean, geez, it's like, I got to get out of here.
You have one job and you put out the entire city and county needs to evacuate now.
Well, I hope that person's fired.
Oh, my God. I know, right?
You don't triple check that.
Here's the report that Spadil brought in this morning.
We continue to monitor Southern California's raging wildfires that are now entering their fourth day of destruction. The death toll has now climbed to 10 people.
Strong winds are once again a factor this morning as speeds have picked up. Well, the Palisades fire, this one, it's still burning out of control this hour. More than 5,000 homes and businesses destroyed. Unfortunately, that number will likely go up. Right now, it's burned nearly 20,000 acres and is only 6% contained.
And the Kenneth Fire in West Hills near Calabasas and Agoura Hills, that ignited late yesterday afternoon. The 960-acre brush fire burned close to homes and at one point caused evacuations. It is 35% contained.
And get this, another 5,000 buildings burned in the Eaton Fire in Altadena, Pasadena, and Sierra Madre. And looters are becoming a big issue that the National Guard is being called in. This one has burned more than 14,000 acres, and right now, 0% contained.
They have a playoff game for the NFL that's supposed to be played this weekend in Los Angeles. They moved it now.
I'm sure, because they moved a hockey game. They moved a NBA game.
Yeah.
They should move all of them.
The L.A. Rams fans are very upset because they moved it to Arizona to the State Farm Arena.
Oh, that's
with
funny.
With all the insurance cancellations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Think about that.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You can't play that at State Farm Arena.
Right? Oh, my
that
gosh.
That's
terrible.
I did learn a couple of things that we all should know here in Colorado. I'll look up the word because it's a word that we need. We all need to add this to our insurance. I'll explain it in a little bit. Let me find the actual word.
Okay.
But it's a word that we all need to add. It's really cheap, and we need to add it to our insurance. I'm sure none of us have
one word.
One word.
It makes a difference.
It's a thing, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's an add-on, but yeah. And did you know that in the state of California, fun facts by Jamie, did you know that they only have a law that 6 months of price gouging? And after 6 months from a catastrophe, then there's allowed, you can price gouge people.
What?
Yeah.
Who came up with that?
I don't know. Six
price
months.
Gouging should be out 365 days
exactly.
of the year,
yeah.
24 hours a day.
Yeah,
no price gouging.
After 6 months, they're allowed to price gouge.
No kidding.
Is that ridiculous? I guess New Orleans and Florida, it's a year. They changed theirs to a year, but California is still at 6 months. Yep.
I can't believe you can price gouge at any
even
pool.
A thing.
Me either. Can you believe
that? No, I mean, just blatantly price gouge.
Yeah, yeah. I guess it's because it'll be hard for people to get all, you know, like windows and all that stuff. It'll be hard to get. So if you want to be, you know, like the guy that's on the top of the list, you're going to have to pay extra for the windows.
All right, we're going to find out what that word is. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I figured it's the word. Word is the bird. I don't know, sorry.
All right, we'll take a quick break, and Tabloid Trash is coming up next. Hang on. Happy Friday.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Forever young. All right, anyway. Carson, you know, the only thing I was thinking about with Chris Stapleton coming to town is I'm surprised he's not doing Red Rocks.
I know.
Because he's doing a bunch of iconic. Chris Stapleton is coming to Colorado, to Denver. He's extending his All-American Roadshow through summer of 2025. He's playing iconic sites such as Madison Square Garden, etc. But here he's playing Ball Arena. I'm a little surprised he's not playing Red Rocks.
I would think it would be Red Rocks too,
right? Especially since he wants to play iconic places.
Yeah, no kidding.
But anyway, he is. He's going on tour. He'll be on tour here. If you are in his fan club, the tickets go on sale Tuesday, January 14th at 10 a.m. While general on sales, tickets will be starting January 17th. So 14th if you're in his fan club.
He's very good.
He's so good.
Very good.
He's amazing.
I like it.
I like him too.
Yeah.
You know, he's so talented. He's really crazy talented. All right. We talked about the fires and all that stuff going on. I know they're bringing in the National Guard, so that's good news. So to help stop the looting and all that stuff. My friend Stretch Roberts, he's not only a friend, but he used to be our producer. And He did a video yesterday. He's so irritated about everything. I know everybody's upset about a lot of things, but I guess he pays, for the last 20 years, he's been paying $400 a year for brush removal. And he's lived there for 20 years, and, well, the house is gone, but, and not once has he seen anybody clear any brush.
No kidding.
Yeah.
But they pay for it.
$400 a year as an individual home.
Well, didn't the governor put a stop to that? Because it was affecting the wildlife in the area.
Yes. Oh, was he? Oh, yes. Did he?
Yeah, there was a state. They passed a state law of some type. No more of clearing the underbrush.
That's a big controversy right now.
How could they continue to charge you then?
I don't know, but he said it's $400 a year.
I'd be livid about that.
You know, I'm not so happy about our situation where I live. Scrub oak is protected in Colorado.
Yeah.
And we are surrounded by scrub oak. And it's weird because the fire department came out and did, did a whole mitigation thing.
Yeah.
And they told us we need to get rid of the scrub oak. And then I guess the state's saying, no, it's protected.
Yeah, they need to get on the same page.
I know,
you
right?
You know, because first of all, I wouldn't know scrub oak if it hit me in the face.
It's not very pretty.
But, I mean, if it's a real fire hazard, I mean, look what's happening in L.A.
I know.
If it's a real fire hazard, I mean, you got to make a call here, which is more important.
Yeah, and it is surrounding our neighborhood. It's all up in my crawl.
Yeah. And that stuff's always dry.
Yeah, get a little oak in your crawl and see how good your weekend goes. Yeah.
Carson was telling me that as far as insurance goes, I saw this article and I was asking him. So I saw an article yesterday that said Colorado could face what California is facing, which is people just getting canceled for fire insurance here. I thought it'd be hail insurance first. Because, man, we had those claims. Yeah. Remember those?
Yeah.
That was crazy for a while. But that we're going to be like California. They're just going to up and cancel us. And you said we were ranked, what, number two for wildfires?
So, yeah, behind California, we're number two right on that list as far as, like, wildfires and just the dryness and at risk of a potential big fire.
Big fire. We've had several, right?
Exactly.
Ugh. So the word I wanted you guys to add to your insurance policy is a variance policy. It's an add-on. It's pretty cheap. It's called a variance policy. And it kind of takes up for, here's how the insurance expert explained it. So you know how price gouging happens after 6 months?
Yeah.
And you get the top of the list if you like pay more for your windows, you know, to get them installed in your brand new house that was destroyed.
Yeah.
The variance policy will pay for that.
The difference?
We'll pay the price gouging.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically.
Wow, that's never heard big.
Of yeah, or like if you need, maybe you're not at code. Your old house was at code for plumbing, yeah. And now you have to be rewired and replumbed a whole different way. Supposedly, this variance policy will pay for that.
Yeah, because that can be really costly.
Yeah, because now you're, because now you have to change, because code has changed so much since you bought your house. So,
oh, I'm going through that right now.
Are you?
Yeah. I mean, half my house is out of code. Mm. It's not even within compliance of what they need. But because it was built when it was built, you get a, you know, you get a pass on that. But everything being done now has to be to today's code.
Now, I didn't look it up. I didn't call my insurance person or anything. But this was some expert that was on KTLA. And he said, you need a variance policy. So remember that. And it's affordable. And don't come at me later and ask me what that name is, because I can't remember.
Yeah. We won't remember by 10 o'clock.
I know,
morning.
Exactly.
You better take note right
Put
now.
Put it in your phone.
Yeah.
Exactly. This is sad. Pamela Anderson says that her and Tommy Lee aren't talking. That's weird.
Why not?
I don't know. I thought they were BFFs.
Yeah, I did too.
Because even in the documentary, that she said that they talk every day. She said that right now we're not in a good place. Pamela Anderson shared that she's not on the best terms with her ex-husband Tommy Lee, saying she and Tommy, with whom she shares her sons Brandon and Dylan, are having, quote, kind of a moment.
Yeah, I would guess, though, if I had to put money on it, that it's something he did.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
You know how you look at couples and you say, okay, who do you think's at fault here? I'd say Tommy.
And my guess is he's a little jealous.
You know, you might be onto something.
Because she's relevant again.
Yeah.
And he's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's my guess. He's a little green-eyed monster-ish. Because, you know, she did that movie. She was even up for a Golden Globe.
Yeah.
That's never happened.
And we're talking about her with no makeup.
Yep. Hmm. All the stuff. She said that she hopes that they will get along again soon. She said, you know, Dylan just got engaged to his longtime girlfriend. And who knows, someday we might be grandparents. So we're going to have grandkids together. So we might want to get it together. She just seems so, like, normal and logical. And if you watch the documentary, she's really likable.
No kidding?
Yeah, she's just really, she realizes that she was just used, you know?
Yeah.
And she, at the time, I mean, she didn't get any money for syndication or anything.
It was kind of disgusting how they did her dirty.
And she's never really had any controversy, has she, in her life?
Just Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So you're right, it is him.
It is him. There's no doubt about it, it's him.
Alec Baldwin, why doesn't he just go away?
I don't know.
Alec Baldwin now is suing the city of Santa Fe for all kinds of, he's saying that they went after him maliciously. Listen, it's over. We're all starting to forget about it. What are you doing? What are you doing?
And somebody died. Okay, so it had to be looked at, had to be investigated.
Yeah.
You had to look at every angle. Who's at fault here? It had to be done. Just get over it, and you got off.
Yeah, you did.
You got off. Yeah. Why are you so upset? He's an angry dude.
I know he is.
He really is. I mean, there's not. I mean, this guy, is he the one that was, I think, yelling at his kids or?
He yelled at Ireland. Remember?
Okay.
Kim Basinger. They had a child together. Her name is Ireland. And he called her a pig. Remember?
Is that the one?
Yeah. It was a voicemail and he called her all the, now he has like 20 kids, but when he just had Ireland, he called her a pig. And
I always confuse him with that. Was it a David Hasselhoff tape that came out once?
When he was eating Carl's Jr. on the floor.
Yeah. He couldn't even stand up.
I get those two tapes mixed up.
Yeah, well, I can see. They kind of look alike.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
And they're kind of the same tirade they went on, too.
Yeah. Well, David Hasselhoff didn't really yell because he couldn't.
Yeah. He was wasted.
Couldn't even talk.
He was just eating the cheeseburger on the floor.
I feel like I've been there.
And then finally, oh my gosh, Schmidel, best news story ever. Thank you for bringing it to me.
Yeah.
What?
I'll just play it. Number two.
Number two?
Yeah.
All right, let's see here.
Now, finally, despot Kim Jong-un has further asserted his authority over North Korea by banning, wait for it, hot dogs.
No.
And ordering couples who divorce be imprisoned. The leader claimed the humble snag is too Western.
He banned hot dogs.
Yeah.
Because they're too Western?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you eat a hot dog in North Korea, they'll send you to a labor camp.
No winners.
For having an Oscar Mayer?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yep. Is that mean or what? Aren't they starving over there?
That's insane.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, that's a cheap product to make.
Yeah.
Yeah. No hot dogs. It's too American.
Hot dog.
Yeah. Next will be apple pie. Isn't that sad? They can't have hot dogs?
Oh, it's just terrible.
I feel bad for the married people who have to stay married.
I know.
If you're miserable.
That's a good point, too. Yeah, it says dictator Kim Jong-un has declared that serving hot dogs is an act of treason.
No kidding.
Yes.
Just because it's a big part of the Western culture.
Right? Yeah, because it's just so American. They don't want it there.
And I guess it's been rising in popularity. And so he's like, oh, hell no. Nope. People caught selling or cooking hot dogs, like you said, go to a labor camp. And he means well, business.
That just ruined my weekend.
I know, right? It's crazy.
There are people on this planet that can't enjoy a good waiter.
A nice hot dog.
That's terrible.
All right. Anyway, there you go. Tablet track.
All right. It's the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday, everybody.
BJ and Jamie.
Carson, I guess you noticed that I didn't chime in. I didn't say anything bad about you, buddy.
Douche.
Jeez, here we go. You noticed that, right?
I noticed that, yeah.
And boy, Jamie, whoo, man, but I didn't say anything.
Let me explain, okay? So I called my friend yesterday afternoon, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm so cold. And he was like, why are you freezing? Aren't you in your car? I go, yeah, but I just I got a click list, and I got out, and it's 20 degrees, and it's snowing. And I said, so I got out and helped the girl. All my bags are in the back, so I helped her load them all and put them in the back of my truck. And he's like, why would you do that? You pay for click list. And I go, I always do. I always get out of my car and I always help them look, because it's such a bad system, the way they bring them out in crates. The food is all loose. You have to bring your own bags, and then they have to bag it for you, right?
Yeah.
And standing there in 20 degrees while it's snowing. And even if it's hot, I still do it.
You know, I don't do the click list, but I'll even help bag inside the store.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to help out.
Right. So I get out. I always help bag him. And he's like, he's douche like him. Anyway, he's like, you pay for it. Why don't you just stay in your car? And I'm like, it's a young girl. We ended up talking about her daughter. She's a single mom. She has a daughter. She's talking about the blizzard and how she kept her daughter home. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm helping her load, and we were freezing. We got it all loaded up. And so I told Carson, I go, I kind of don't like this guy, because he's saying, like, I just stay in my car. And then Carson goes, oh, well, I get out, but I get out because I don't like how they bag it. So I tell them how to bag it.
Well,
douche.
Hold on.
Bag. So he doesn't. Wait. Let me finish the sentence that you said, because we're going to be honest about what you said. I said, do you bag it? And you said, no, I'll open it for them.
Like, okay. But let me clarify that. Because
he didn't know I was going to go on the air with this, so he's going to change it.
No, I'm not going to change it. I have bags. I bring my own bags, right? Every single time.
Yeah.
But to the point of, like, I'll hold it open for them, because if they're carrying stuff, like if they're picking stuff out of the bins and they have trouble with, they got a lot in their hand, I'll hold my bags open because they're a little.
Tell them about the milk part.
Okay, the milk, I will say, is justified, because sometimes, like, my trunk is very large, okay? I don't keep a lot of stuff in my trunk. So, therefore, sometimes they put the milk not in a bag. It's just loose, right? And then I drive off, and it's happened to me before, but it's just bouncing around my trunk.
So, did you not tell me that you tell them how to bag it?
Well, I'm very particular, because sometimes they just throw everything in one bag.
Do you place any items in the bag yourself? No, you do not, but you'll hold it open for them.
Yeah, and I think with the milk thing, you're just coming up with an excuse. Okay, and here's why.
If that thing cracks open in my trunk, it's going to be a disaster.
It's more about it being wet, and it sweats. The container does, and it's about getting your car dirty. That's what it's about.
Yes.
Okay?
Who wants a car dirty if they can help it?
But I'm just saying, that's what it's about.
But
more
my
so
point
than
is this, yeah. is that this makes him even worse than the guy that says he sits in his car. Because he dictates how they load the bag, and he doesn't help them load it.
I could picture you saying, got your bag open, right, like this, right? And say, no, not that bag. Put that one in that one.
Yep.
Hold on. What's wrong with that? Because sometimes they'll put the salad at the bottom of everything else,
so
and you're crushing my salad.
Well, then you bag it.
Yeah.
But then sometimes they don't let you bag it.
Oh, that's not true at all. I bag it every single time. Nobody's ever said, no, 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 lady, stop. Nobody's ever said, don't bag it.
Then also, sometimes they put the bread. If you have one bag, they don't care. They just throw everything
right
in a single
so
bag.
So you bag it. When they have the blue crates out there, you go, hey, you know what? I'm going to help you bag because I like the bread over here. And then you lean down and you start getting the items that you want in a special bag instead of holding it open and pointing.
Yeah. And here's the bigger issue. Why is it you're the only one of all of us that has this problem? You would think that if the crushing of the bread, the smashing of your salad, we'd all have that anger.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Because if it happened to me, I wouldn't be happy.
Well, we don't have OCD.
They always bag mine. They know what to do. They know where to put the stuff. They do know.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm very particular, especially when it comes to loose things and food in my car.
Because she actually said to me, loose things and things in my
That's
car.
What it is.
Loose things and things in my car.
Yeah.
Tonight on Fox. she actually said, do you want these bagged a certain way? And I go, I looked at her, I go, and we are like covered in snow, right? I go, are you crazy? Let's just get this stuff in the car. And she goes, okay, good. And so we just loaded it as fast as we could and then just shoved it in the car. And she's like, thanks so much. I'm like, I got you. And I gave her, you know, 10 bucks or whatever.
Okay, also, I will say I always tip. I always do tip them.
They don't want, they act like they don't want it.
Yes, they sometimes they refuse it.
So I put it in the crate.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I didn't see what just happened. And she's like, I'm not allowed to take that. I go, well, if it's in the crate, then you found it.
Yeah, it just fell in there. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
But I will say, every time, it sounds like you got a very courteous employee.
I get them every time.
I get, some of the kids come out to my car, they are hating life.
Well, and it sounds like at your store, they've got a jerk customer.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say.
No, but
the pointy guy. The guy that, you know what he is? You know what he is? He's the guy with the white hard hat.
Yeah.
He's the foreman of the groceries. I'm the grocery foreman here. I want that in that bag over there.
Carson, this adds up to this morning. I got to the parking lot before Carson. I watched him park his car for 10 minutes. And we're the only two cars out there. And I'm sitting there going, what is he doing? He's pulled out in. And he backs in, all right? He backs in. And he's probably 6 feet from the curb.
Really?
Okay, so it doesn't even come close to touching it. And I'm just sitting there watching going, what the hell's he doing?
Does he get out like that one guy with the toupee and look and see where he is
in
the line?
Yeah. And then back in the car. I'm like, what the hell's
there's
he
snow
doing?
In the parking lot, too. You can't see some of the lines. Okay? I don't want anyone just, to door ding me.
But then just park.
I mean, the thing is, he has OCD, okay? And it's a real thing. And I get that he has it. And a lot of people with OCD are like you, right? Like I told you, Audrey, when she comes over, she takes a comb and she combs out my tassels on my rug because she can't stand that they're all kind of bunched.
Yeah.
She has to comb them out. And so like that's extreme. At least I don't think
you're
like
that. Yeah, I'm not that.
Yeah, you don't have it
but...
like that.
And
but being the foreman of groceries, no wonder those kids hate life. Because they're like, oh God, it's him.
Here he comes. Here he comes.
The pointer.
You with his parking spot, I don't understand. Why do you park 9 spots down?
Yeah, I don't get that either.
I don't understand that because I find the closest I can get. I mean, I'm right next to the handicap.
Well,
right?
I do next to the handicap, so I won't get a door ding on that
exactly.
side.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Why do you go?
That's your spot. I'm not going to take your spot.
Right.
So, like, I know that's Jamie's spot. I go down because not a lot of people want to walk. So now I go towards the end of the parking lot so that there's less likely people to park by me because it's too far away.
There's always people by you. I would think that you'd go all the way to the end, very end. You don't want to walk that far.
Yeah, that's a little too far. And our parking lot's a little sketchy sometimes.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know if I'm going to get jumped. These are concerns, live concerns here.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm just watching out for my safety.
I'm just thinking, like, if I was you, I would park on the second spot that I take because you know I don't open that passenger door. And so that spot would be, you know, you'd at least have that side saved.
Yeah, I mean, I get that too, but then the other side's gone. I don't know. I just have my things.
He has his. What do you think the quirkiest thing that you do is? I mean, I'm sure Bree has pointed out because my friend Amy Sugarman, this is weird. It's not weird. She's fine. She has to, when the news anchors are talking, she can't turn off the TV in the middle of their conversation. She has to wait until they come to a period. And then she can turn off the TV.
Okay, all right, I will say, all right. So Zane, he's a big dog, and the last couple days it's been kind of a problem. Like it irks me every time he does it. But I have the water bowls for our little dog in the mudroom, right?
Right.
And mudroom's tile, no big deal, right? It can get messy. But since his bowls can't be outside, I had to put him in the mudroom, and he drinks like 5 gallons of water every time he goes to drink water.
That damn dog drinks
water. No, but hold on. Then he lifts up his head, and it's just pouring out of his mouth. Like, just, he gets it all on the floor, but then he tracks it all through the house. So I follow behind him with the Swiffer. And I just swear. I have to.
I thought you were going to say you got him a doggy bib.
I wish I could. Some people actually train their dogs, and I don't know how they do that, but to like dab their chins after they drink water.
What?
So that way the water doesn't track through the house. And I'm like, how do you do that?
So they have a hanging towel, and then the dog goes up and pat, pat.
Like, people seriously train their dogs to do that, like dab themselves so that it.
Oh,
it,
you need so that trainer.
I know.
You need to get off TikTok.
Like the little water droplets on my floor. Like, no!
That's a TikTok deal right there. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be into it now.
I'm excited for the Broncos to play anyway. But the only thing I feel bad about is I've never been so excited about a game going into overtime in my life.
You know what? Did you see what Powerball Pete did yesterday?
I did not.
All right, so there was a football game last night, right? It's college football playoffs. Okay. And because of our conversation yesterday, he put money on the overtime last night.
He did?
Yeah. And he started texting me because the game was tied. And it was tied with about 10 seconds to play.
And he was going
to
win.
And he was going to win. He had an overtime bet because he listens to the show, obviously.
Right.
And he was bragging about how he had this thing, then... The other team kicked a field goal with 7 seconds left.
Yeah.
And he lost his bet. Yeah.
So yesterday we were talking about betting. I don't get it, you guys. I'm not on those apps or whatever. You know, I'm a one-armed bandit. I do slot machines and roulette, stuff like that. But I've never been on DraftKings. Well, we did one time. I did one weird bet a long time ago.
Yeah.
That was some kind of one of those funny ones, you know? Anyway, but it's just not my thing because I don't get it. Because like when you said they're +9 or something, I thought they had, I didn't even get it.
Yeah, I get it.
Right, so I said, okay, I want to bet on this game this weekend. Let me think of something. I go, oh, I know what I like. How about can you bet on overtime? That the two teams go on overtime. And BJ goes, actually, that pays a lot of money.
Yeah, those are called exotics. Okay. That's when you put down a little money to win a lot of money. But the chances of it happening are greater than or worse than you know, some of the other bets.
Regular win-loss stuff. So I said, oh, let's do that. Because for $100, if they go into overtime, now I don't have to call who wins. They just simply have to go into overtime, and if they do, then I win $1,600.
Yeah, that's yours for a $100 bet. And I said, I'll place it for you. You watch the game on Sunday. If they go into overtime, boom, I pull the money out and give it to you.
Yeah.
You're in. And so Jamie's so excited I just sent her the receipt for the bet.
Yeah, and I posted it without the numbers on it and stuff, so you guys can't claim it. but I just posted, and he did, in fact, do that. And it says $1,700 back because you get the $100 back.
And I think you got a pretty good bet there because I think it's going to be a close game.
I do, too.
And
that's why I went with
that. It could easily go into overtime.
The only thing I feel bad about is hoping for it. You know, you just want the Broncos to win. And so for me to, like, cheer for overtime seems wrong.
If the Broncos are ahead, let's say the Broncos are leading by 3, and you're coming down to 10 seconds left, and the other team is kicking a field goal, then you're rooting for Buffalo.
Yeah, so that seems wrong.
Yeah, but for $1,600, it's not all that wrong.
I like that Pete's been betting his entire life, and now he takes my idea.
He was so close and so excited last night. Like, dude, we're within 10 seconds of overtime. I'm going to hit this. Boom. Didn't they kick the field goal? Sorry, bub.
Poor Pete.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, what are you betting?
I don't know. I'm definitely going to go with the Broncos. And +9 points. And I really think that's good. I think the Broncos could win outright.
Now, will you explain that again what that means, plus 9 points?
Well, before the game even starts, you're allotted 9 points to add to the end of the game.
Okay.
So the other team has to win for the other team. By for 10? You to lose your bet, you have to get beat by 10 points or more.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. So I'm a 9-point, I guess, underdog.
So what would you make off $100?
$110. So $100 pays you $210. Yeah.
It's so only simple, 110.
It's a match bet. It's just a match bet is what that is.
Lame.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's not $1,600.
You could make more money if you bet the Broncos to win. Just outright win.
You
make some money.
Yeah, if you bet them to outright win right now, you would get $350.
Yeah.
Plus the 100 that
plus
you bet.
$100? Yeah. That's a good 450. Bet.
450.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, there you go.
All right, what Carson, are you betting?
Yeah, I'm actually going to put money down just on that. Just the win? Broncos to win.
Yeah. What about you, Schmidl?
I'm going to put money down on the spread, like BJ is. I'm going to take the Broncos with the points.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then some other props.
Yeah, I think the Broncos could win this game. I really do.
I think you guys should do the overtime thing.
I like Jamie's bet.
Yeah.
I made the bet for her, and I'm kind of jealous now. I'd be really pissed if she hits.
Everybody, come on, root for overtime.
Broncos, Sunday, 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Simply because they're in Buffalo, East Coast, all right?
This is going to be a great game.
Woo! It's going to be good.
BJ and Jamie.
By the way, I got a message from somebody at the Westford yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, what was it?
Thanks for talking about him. I said, we didn't really, pat you on the back. We said you used the worst pictures that you could use for us.
Ever. Yeah.
But they were very nice.
They are nice people, actually.
If you go to westford.com, they do a whole thing about ratings and how Jamie and I just kill it.
Yeah, but there's some misunderstanding about them talking about overall and then just us individually, and people get that confused. But anyway, so, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That part bothers me a little bit.
Yeah, but they do mention us that they use pictures that they found somewhere on the web.
Right.
We have no idea. All right, I'm looking at the lineup for the stock show. Did anybody see how many people actually showed up for that parade yesterday?
I don't know, but it was a blizzard.
I know.
It looked cold.
All right, well, it kicks off this weekend. Check this lineup, and I'll just be quick about it, okay?
Did you ever get your kid on the list for...
No. I don't think he would do
it. Oh, you said he wouldn't do it.
I don't think he would for the mutton busting.
Yeah.
No. All right, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, you can be there for the Colorado Fiddle Championships.
Oh, I would that's actually
at 8
like
o'clock.
That.
Yeah, that's at 8 o'clock. I'm sorry, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, the Fiddle Championships. Then at 9 o'clock is the Sheep Breeding Show.
Now, see, that is more of a Schmidl thing.
Yeah, I think you got to be 21 for that one.
I like fiddle playing, but I think sheep breeding, that's Schmidl.
That's a niche.
Sheep breeding show is at 9 o'clock, Schmidl, if you want to book that.
Yeah, 9 o'clock? Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah. I got that down in my calendar.
He'll be down there.
Thank you.
This is actual event.
No, I believe it.
I'm reading it off the website right now. Farmyard Follies.
Oh!
Follows that up at 9:30.
Well, looks like he has two things.
That sounds like a great time to me, dude.
I would think the sheep breeding and the follies would all go together. Put it in the same hour. I guess that's what they're thinking, too.
Oh, God.
Later on in the program, at 1:30 in the afternoon, Schmidl, you might want to stick around.
All right.
The Stick Horse Rodeo Show.
Is that the hobby horsing?
Yeah. They're not doing that.
Stick Horse Rodeo.
No, they're not.
People are going to be riding the stick horses, trying to rope.
But question.
Hobby horsing.
No, I know. Yeah. But do you think that they're doing it like as a funny thing? Or
no, I think it's serious.
No, they're very serious.
No, I know that. Okay, wait. I understand that. I get that, you guys. We've talked about it before. But do you think they're having this event and they're like, sign up for it if you want to, haha, tongue in cheek?
It's for kids.
Oh, okay.
It's
right.
for kids.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yes, it is an event, but it is for kids. Stick horse championships.
So it's like little kids, right? Because these teenage girls really get into it. Like, they think they're serious.
It is weird.
Oh, my God.
I get hobby horsing videos on my feed all the time because I send them to my friends because I think it's funny to, like, they get irritated when I send them to them.
That's the one thing that I would shut down my kids so fast. Like, I don't care if it's their passion. I'd be like, no, it's not. No, it's not. We're not.
You'll find another passion.
I would, like, literally take their stick horse and break it over over my knee.
Some of them can jump like 8 feet in the air.
I don't give a crap.
I love the fact that you admit that you get horsing around videos.
Yeah. I think they're funny to send to people in DMs.
Yeah, I bet you think they're funny. And then later in the afternoon at 5 p.m., we're going to cap off the day with a big old swing and line dancing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man, okay. That'll be fun. All right. That's just the start of it.
Is there any rodeo stuff?
I don't think the rodeo stuff actually kicks in until maybe the following day.
I told you, like, the best thing ever when my son was mutton busting, the guy got off of, not bull riding, but bronco busting.
Yeah.
Right before the mutton busting. And so the guy, he's bloody. I mean, he's an adult, right? He's just, it comes off and my son's getting ready to get on his sheep. Wait, what? My son's getting ready to mutton bust and the guy's just bloody and he looks at my son who's 5 and he's like, if you see my teeth out there, pick them up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's great.
Yeah, I wouldn't be getting on that sheet.
Right?
He wasn't kidding. They're out there somewhere.
Yeah, they were. Right? Yep.
They're out there. Yeah, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that the bull riding is like an impossible ticket to get.
Yeah.
Yeah, PBR is really.
Yeah, I think it's a big deal, right?
Right.
Really
big.
Wow.
Big
deal. All right, well, it's underway because they had the big parade yesterday, so it kicks off this weekend.
Nice.
Pretty exciting, I guess.
I want to try to go this year. I haven't been in a couple years. Probably, God, I bet the last time I went was when my kid was 5. When
really?
Ralphie was 5, yeah.
I've been once.
Really?
Somebody invited us to go to the bull riding.
And I told
that was
you,
years ago.
I told you, because my friend, she always buys bamboo sheets every year.
Yeah, they have a lot of vendors, don't they?
They do.
A ton.
Yeah.
I've never been out there for the vending part
she
of it, but
swears by these
that.
Bamboo sheets.
No kidding.
Yeah, she said you got to get them.
What makes them so special?
They're
you know?
Super soft because they're bamboo.
Really? Bamboo doesn't seem soft to me.
No, it doesn't. I don't.
No.
Like sleeping on pineapple. Like, what? I don't know.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Can I tell you one downside to semi-glutide?
What is it?
Okay, so I'm a believer in the semi-glutide. I admit that I'm on it, and I have no shame about it. I'm a big fan. It works. So the problem with semi-glutide is yesterday I did click list, and I wanted something like sugary. I just wanted a little something sugary, right? Mm-hmm. And so I saw the menu or whatever on King Soopers that they had a special on angel food cake. Now, I haven't had angel food cake since I was a little girl. We used to get it and we'd tear off a piece, you know, it'd be on the kitchen counter or whatever. And it was like a special treat or whatever. And so I haven't really honestly had it since I was little. So I got my click list. I got home. I was so excited. I opened it up. But unfortunately, right when I opened it up, I saw on the counter right by the sink a Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Okay. Do you know what that is? The
yep.
Mr. Clean
yep.
Magic
yep.
Eraser. Yep. So I saw that. And then when I put the angel food cake in my mouth, it tasted like a Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Oh, like the texture and everything? Oh, no.
I threw the whole thing away. It just
tasted like it?
It tastes, so semi-glutide.
You mean in your head?
Yes, does this weird mental thing to you that I don't even know what it is. So in my head, I was chewing on the Mr. Clean Eraser. Because you know how it's white? The angel food cake is like all white and stuff?
Yeah.
And so I had that and it was just like, oh, they've ruined it.
It's so funny you say that because my mother-in-law used to love Truly's, especially the lemonades.
Yeah.
And now she can't even... Because she's on semaglutide, she can't even like
stand it.
No,
I know it is weird.
It tastes like chemicals to her.
That's the funny thing about like candy bars. When my son and I were on the road trip, I got a Snicker. I haven't had a Snicker in a while, and all I tasted was wax and chemicals.
I don't think I'd like that.
Well, if you want to lose weight, you would.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to, but I don't think I'd like that.
Or if you're trying to cut sugar, you would. Yeah. So I took a bite of that Snickers while we're on our road trip, and I was like, man, this is really horrible.
Oh.
And I threw it out the window.
That's what it's for then.
And I killed an animal probably because they then like went out to the road and tried to eat it.
No, the animal picked it up and said, boy, this is delicious.
Right? Yeah. So anyway, I recommend it, but that angel food cake, I really wanted it to taste like my childhood, but it tastes like Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. By the way, the Mr. Clean Magic Eraser greatest thing ever invented.
Oh, they're amazing.
Right?
Yeah, they work really well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But do you ever get down to, like, just a little corner because the whole thing is falling apart and you're just trying to scrub with a corner?
It is annoying how they just crumble.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh. And you feel like you need to get in there, and then, like, the force that you're using to scrub with just rips it apart.
Rips it apart. Yeah. I know. And you're like, oh. Because I try to use the Scrub Daddy, but it hurts my hands.
Yeah, Scrub Daddies are rough.
Yeah, I know, but it's too broad, or it's too big for my hand, and then it hurt. It's painful. I don't want to be in pain, like, you know, doing dishes. I need people. This is why, like, you know, those rich people, they don't talk about things like this. Oh my God, the Scrub Daddy hurts my hand. No, they're like, I don't know if it hurts Jeeves' hands or not.
We have our cleaners come every once a week.
Yes, and they do the dishes. Oh, I'm just obviously jealous. All right, a couple of things that we want to get to. Man, people are roasting that David Muir. Can you get a little audio? So, because his voice is very distinct, Spadil, and people will know who he is. He's on ABC. He's on the national news. If you didn't see it, he was in a gigantic, we talked about this yesterday, a gigantic fire suit, you know, like a fire jacket, a fireman's jacket, and he had big clothespins in the back to make it more fitting.
Sorts where there's normally shopping, a place to eat. Tonight, as you can see here behind me, it's been completely wiped away. There are still flames.
Very distinct voice. You know who he is, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's a good-looking guy, but everybody's calling him vain. They call him pathetic, narcissistic, because they said people are dying, and you're worried about the fitted coat.
I think he's the best news guy out there.
He's really good.
Yeah. He's ABC, and he's good.
But really now good. People are coming back and saying the reason why he had it all clipped up is because originally on the sound check, it was flopping in the wind. That's what they're going with. And so it was messing up the audio.
I saw one of the funniest things when it came to the fire yesterday. And the fires are not funny. And it's tragic for everything that's going on out there in California. But every now and then, you'll find people that will post things on the internet that, just to lighten it up just a little bit, right? So they posted yesterday that the mayor, which is this lady, the black lady, right? She came out and had a press conference, but you had to click this link to get her audio.
Oh yeah, she did like www.
Well, she did URL.
Yeah, she goes, if you need more help and assistance in the city, go to URL.
Yeah.
And that was it.
That was what she comes off really dumb.
Yeah,
all right.
She
comes off dumb. But on this particular one, Jamie, this is after the fact.
Okay.
When you click this link, this is the audio you actually got.
My friend came to the door. She said, I was on the phone cooking me and my baby some breakfast. And she said, hey, something wrong is popping. I said, what? She said, yeah. I said, no. So the girl come downstairs. She come out her apartment with her baby with no shoes on. I said, oh, girl, it's cold outside. She said,
they were using this lady as the press conference for the mayor of Los Angeles. Place is on fire.
So this is like a meme?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, that was a very long walk.
it was hysterical, though, when you watched the
video.
No,
I get it. I get it now. The meme with them saying that, I get it. People are so damn clever on the internet.
They are.
I mean, you go like, how did you even remember that lady from a long time ago and then put those together?
Place was on fire. We bounced out of there.
Yeah, I remember that lady. And the internet is, some people are just so clever. Not us, but some people. Right? I'm always like, why didn't we think of that? It's so funny. But we did think of one thing. Do you have it still? Schmidl's thing that he created? It was brilliant.
Yes, I do, but it's on down here somewhere.
Oh, he lost it.
No, I found it. Right here it is. Okay, here we go.
BJ and Jamie.
We're going to be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
See?
Weekday mornings on
Alex. How great that was, you guys? That was amazing.
Thank you.
It really hasn't taken off, though. The only place I've heard it is here. Hopefully catches on this weekend.
Maybe it will. Anyway, so everybody's mad at that David guy, whatever. But some people are like, who cares? He just wanted, I
kind of fall in the who cares.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, he's on TV. I mean,
I kind of fall into the I knew he was a douchebag.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he is good looking and he does kind of talk like, I am good looking.
Yeah, he's kind of good.
So when he got it all fitted, I was like, oh, yeah, I knew you were that guy.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I knew you were that guy. All right, what else did I want to tell you? Stand by. I have some other stuff that I wanted to tell you. Let's see here. Nope, that's not it. Wait, I lost everything. Oh, it's this pile. Stand by. Here it is. I know you guys are going to be shocked, but they're saying... P. Diddy might be a homosexual. What? Is this
shocker.
Shocking? Is this shocking? Oh my gosh. Yeah, some former bad boy artist, Chopper, reveals that Diddy is gay. He says he caught Diddy tongue-kissing another powerful man in the music industry.
Oh. Well, plus, we saw all those videos of him calling other dudes daddy at the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and remember, what's his name?
Like, there's all kinds of videos out there with other guys.
Yeah, we don't want to do... Yeah. So this was shocking.
It is shocking.
Just handed to me.
Well, he's in jail. He's in the right place.
By the way, speaking of Diddy, Al B. Schroer will appear in an upcoming Diddy documentary, which promises to be absolutely distinct, is what they're saying. This guy who previously worked on The Price of Glee, and this is the Zodiac speaking, is the EP, the executive producer for the documentary, debuting on January 14th. What is today? The 10th.
The 10th.
He initially did not plan to work on a documentary, but changed his mind after connecting with Ariel Mitchell, an attorney representing several clients in the litigation. They're saying that this is going to be the most honest documentary about Diddy ever.
I'll be sure.
I'll be sure.
I haven't heard about him in a long time.
What did he sing?
I don't know. He had a big hit, though, at one time. It was years ago.
Right? It was like...
I didn't know he's still alive.
I'll be there. No, his name is I'll Be Sure.
Yes. No, that's not.
Zach Bryan is hitting back at critics. You remember Zach Bryan dated Chicken Fry and that whole breakup and all that stuff? Yeah.
Just a mess.
It was a mess. Well, I guess now Chicken Fry's fans are going after anybody that Zach Bryan is even around. And he says, I'm not asking for sympathy, but going after my friends is so low and so messed up. Apparently, I've had four different girlfriends in 2 weeks. Meanwhile, my friends and me are just laughing and hanging out like we always have. He says the 28-year-old went on to say that currently he does not have a girlfriend and doesn't plan on having one, but he's allowed to have fun, love, laughter, and good people in his life, despite what you all may think about him. He says, no matter how bad of a person you think I am, go ahead and come for me. I can take all the hatred because I'm not a child, but do not come for my friends. They do nothing but love me. They haven't done anything wrong. So
it's getting as bad. Like, he's thinking about contemplating stepping away from music.
I know. I mean, I feel like it's played its course. Like, can't we leave him alone?
Yeah, can't
now?
We just be over it
right
now?
Yeah. Somebody said the thing about Diddy is Diddy tried to off I'll Be Sure, but he survived a coma. Whoa.
I hadn't heard that.
Man. Chopper wasn't a bad boy artist. Well, that's what it says right here. If you read it right here, it says Chopper, a bad boy artist. That's what it says. He said he was on Diddy's Making the Band show.
But the whole point of that show was to be signed to Diddy's label, which was Bad Boy. Yeah,
exactly.
So
it's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine. You know what? It's the little things. All right. What else did I want to tell you? There was one more thing. Oh, yeah. Sometimes I don't know how honest I should be on the show or not
about.
Damp January.
Oh. Oh. We've gone the opposite way now.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think it's going to be a shocker, though.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, because be of honest. Sunday's game, we have just declared, like, look, we've all been doing great on dry January. Everybody's been solid. Nobody's been drinking. But Sunday is going to be... damp January.
Oh, so you gave it a truce. You just dropped it.
Yeah, we mentioned this a couple of days ago, though. Yeah. Everybody gets a free pass. If you're doing dry January, you get Sunday off.
Yeah.
Okay?
But we named it.
Because we
like
have the playoffs.
Do you like the name?
Yeah.
We started with moist, but nobody likes the word moist.
Ooh. Moist. Yeah.
Moist January.
Wet.
But damp January is kind of perfect. So... yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody gets a pass with the playoffs.
Okay, good.
Yeah, all right. No problem.
Anyway, there you go, Tablet Trash.
By the way, Shpidil, can you grab this audio? Can you get the audio of Garth Brooks and his wife singing at the funeral yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah. People are really.
Can you also get the audio of Joe Biden snoring?
Was he asleep?
I'll look for it.
Oh, he was sound asleep. Oh, my God.
They sang a song that everybody is quite upset about because, they sang a song and they're like, why would you sing this at a funeral? It makes he and Trisha Yearwood. Of course, he had to bring his wife, right?
Is it that song, All My Rowdy Friends? No. What was that one song? No what's the one song? Friends I Got Friend Low Places. No. Was it that one?
No. I don't think it was a Garth song, actually. No.
It's not a Garth song.
No, it's not a Garth song.
That would be we'll funny, though.
Yeah. BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. The Odyssey app. Man, it's a beauty. Put it on your phone. She's absolutely free. Slap it on there and get the show wherever you go and the podcast later on. I'll quickly play you here what Garth and Trisha did at the funeral yesterday.
Now, why is it getting pushback?
Because they don't think it's appropriate because Jimmy Carter was a very religious guy.
Well, some people are saying Jimmy Carter's the one that requested it and that they also...
have no idea.
And that they also sang it at, was her name Rosemary? What was his wife's name?
Rosalind.
Yeah, was it Rosalind? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That they also sang it at her funeral.
I have no idea. It's just something that's circulating that, to say these words at a funeral of a very religious man probably doesn't go hand in hand.
Imagine all the people living life. You may say I'm a dreamer.
They get to the line, imagine there's no heaven. And that's why people are giving it blowback for it.
Yeah.
Yep. And you're right. I guess he did sing it at another funeral.
His wife's.
Right?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a beautiful song.
I'll bet you that.
People get mad about the dumbest crap.
I'll bet you Jimmy Carter said, I'd love for Garth Brooks to sing at my funeral. I'll bet he didn't mention Trisha.
I bet you're right.
And I'll bet you that Trisha said, if you go, I'm going.
Exactly.
I guarantee you.
We all know those couples.
I know how it works.
You know, we all know those couples where I'm doing a girl's weekend. And then somebody's like, I got to go.
I want to make sure you guys are safe when you walk from bar to bar. You need at least one guy there.
Didn't you tell us that? Yeah. That you wanted to make sure they were safe?
Yeah, I mean, got a group of girls by themselves, late at night.
You know what? A lot of men are calling you a very smart man. Group of girls, I'll be the bodyguard.
All right, here's a headline for you, okay? Now, don't be offended by this. It's not from us. It's from Hungarian researchers.
Yeah, I saw this. I guess I'm as dumb as a brick.
All right, Shpadil brought this in. All right, new research out of Hungarian academics. They say that people obsessed with Hollywood gossip and A-list celebrities are stupid.
Well, now that's not me. So that's not the part that I read into it. Because I'm not obsessed with Hollywood.
Well, that's the headline.
I understand. Yeah. But if you read into it, what makes me dumb as a brick is if you read into it, it says, okay, so I wouldn't buy Kylie's lip kit, right? But a lot of you would buy Kylie's lip kit because it's Kylie, right? I wouldn't buy things just because a celebrity told me to buy them. I might buy those Skims, though. I will tell you. Yeah. I might buy those.
If they weren't sold out.
Exactly. The ones with the nipples, that's the ones I really wanted. But they were sold out. The bra with the nipples, I'm a big fan of those.
I actually have them.
Do you? Can I borrow them?
Yeah, wear them on the weekends.
I still cannot. They're so back, back
ordered. Yeah, you can't buy them
at all. No, but I really want them. I think that looked great. Like, oh my God, Jamie's cold again. Anyway, but where it goes into the article, it says if you watch reality TV, you're as dumb as they come. And I watch a lot of reality TV.
And apparently I'm in the same boat as you. Yeah, so I love trash TV.
Yeah, so Carson and I are just dumb.
I don't think I've ever associated TV watching with IQ, though, as far as just the genre of, TV shows. But I guess, I mean, I don't know what they're doing over in Hungary. But
it's kind of weird because I watch Jeopardy, but I also watch reality television, Real Housewives.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I think it's a little bit of a stretch. Now, I, for example, watch a lot of sports all the time, basically. Right. Is that got its own little, you're dumb or you're this or that?
Because I think you're more of a follower than I am because, for example, you have jerseys that say people's names on the back. I don't have a jersey that says Vanderpump on the back,
Yeah,
which is Vanderpump Rules,
right.
That's a TV show. I would never wear like a one of the girls' names on my
back. If you saw one of them on the street, you wouldn't go like, oh my gosh, no. I gotta get your autograph.
No, I wouldn't either, though. I don't have names on the back of our jerseys.
Oh, I thought you did.
No. I don't.
I thought I saw one that you said, yo, it's my family name or something.
No, it's my name. It's Helton.
Oh.
Okay, but that was just Todd Helton, and that was the only reason to have that one because of the notoriety of that. But other than that, I don't really wear somebody else's name on the back. I don't have a Manning jersey, for an example, that I wear.
I got a Tebow jersey.
Yeah, you wear them all the time, and so does Carson.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Carson wears
them all the time. I got a Tebow and a Von Miller.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to say. What was it? Hungary? Who are they?
Hungarian researchers.
Yeah. Suck up on these.
I'll watch what I want to watch.
I tell you, when you get caught up in one of these shows, so it's tough to get out of
it. It is.
I mean, it really does suck you in, and all of a sudden you're watching, you know, back to back to back.
But what's the difference really between like reality and like Yellowstone?
Nothing.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same. It's all just drama.
Right.
Right? One's just like real people and one's actors.
Right. I think that anything like this that you find intriguing, that doesn't say that if you're stupid or not.
Well, I'm on the spectrum.
I think if you're watching the Kardashians in 2025, it might be a little stupid, actually.
Well, that's true. Is it wrong I want that bra? I mean, I really do. Does anybody, I'm asking the girls, does anybody have that? Do you like it? I'm intrigued by it.
I mean, obviously you're not alone because they're
back ordered.
I think having that bra makes you sharp. So I say everybody order one, okay?
BJ and Jamie.
I ran in there to check with Spadil to see if they found the butt slapper. Have you seen him?
Yeah, I did see him.
Yeah, he's on the loose in Denver.
He's actually scary.
Oh, you did post it?
Yeah.
All right, well, I've got the news story here. I don't know that much about it. I just saw a headline come across where they said that he's on the loose and they're looking for him.
Right now, police in Lakewood are looking for a man they say has been groping women along trails in the Denver metro area. Police shared these pictures of the man and a similar backpack as well as bike that he's been seen with. Police say they've gotten two similar reports of this man assaulting women. This was near the Bear Creek Trail on January 1st and 2nd, and there have been similar reports in both Denver and Sheridan. Anyone with information can call Crime Stoppers. That number on your screen this morning, 720-913-7867.
They claim he just slaps him on the butt for no reason.
I heard he gropes him, but the thing is, he's this is a dangerous guy. You know, I mean, if you really are that bold, he's a dangerous guy. He's riding a little mini bike, which is weird and creepy. Who rides a tiny mini bike?
They have footage of him? Yeah. Surveillance footage and stuff?
Uh-huh. He's on a teeny tiny little mini bike.
Yeah.
Like for kids.
You're right, though. Yeah. Just the fact of that, like that image in my head is just creepy.
Right? Yeah. Like, I'm going to go buy a mini bike and grope women.
I've been seeing a lot of those mini bikes lately, though.
You have?
Yeah, I think they're coming back. Maybe it's that Tebow thing.
Well, maybe. They have electric ones now, because if you just charge them, they go like 50, 60 miles an hour, and if you're just going, you know, to work or whatever, they're pretty good.
I saw like
Are they legal?
I don't know. I do see them, though.
I saw like seven pulling out of a gas station. It looked like a mini biking pack. But only they were mini bikes.
Maybe new, because you know how they've taken off all, they've taken all the, what were those things we were all riding around?
The scooters.
Yeah, maybe this is the new rage.
It might be. Yeah. And they were riding on the sidewalks.
Oh, well, you can see that.
So maybe you can't get a license plate for it, maybe? I don't know.
Well, even if you can't get a license plate for it, you should be riding it in that designated bike lane.
Yeah.
Yeah, ride it on the sidewalk.
I have no idea. All right, well, anyway, they're looking for this guy. Anybody with any information, they're asking you call the police department. He's on the loose, and they need to catch him.
I don't get pervs. I'm sorry. I just don't get those pervs.
I don't either.
There's so many men that are just freaking pervs.
Yeah, and...
I mean, look at OnlyFans. Look how many people are making money off of that.
I get OnlyFans more than, like, at least then I'm, like, interacting with someone who they're consenting to it, right? Like, the consent part is really important to me, you know?
Okay, I'm
with you.
Okay, I understand the consent part. I'll give you that.
Uh-huh.
But are you really interacting?
Yeah, I mean, they don't necessarily like me. Yeah,
but you don't really know who you're interacting with, I think, is the point.
Yeah, some of them have people that just
It could be some fat dude smoking a cigarette sitting at a computer somewhere that you're talking to, and you think it's this hot chick that sent you a picture.
It's all about the illusion, man.
I'm just saying. We're just saying there's no way to be 100% sure.
You should watch that
person.
Show, Catfish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there is a difference between the perversion you have, if that makes you feel better, the perversion you have, and this guy here on a mini bike slapping women on the rear.
Sure, right.
Just
a lot of creepy people.
I'm going to give you, you know what? You're right. Both of you are right. Yeah. BJ and Schmidel, you guys are right, because if you are, in the weeds smacking people, then that would make you a perv.
Yeah, it would.
The fact that you're putting down your credit card and giving your money to some woman that you don't know doesn't make you a perv.
No. Well, I would say let's go with a perv scale.
It's like less creepy, right?
Yeah, less creepy. Yeah. Perv scale, you're a 1.5 on the scale of 1 to 10.
Nice. Yeah. And this dude's like a 10.
Oh, this dude's for sure. Yeah, he's knocking it out of the park, right?
Yeah.
So you got to feel
good. This is great. All right. We're okay.
You're 9 points away.
I love the fact that he's agreed to all this.
BJ and Jamie.
We want everyone that is watching the ball game on Sunday, when it's the Buffalo Bills and the Denver Broncos, please root for it to go into overtime. After that, of course, we want the Broncos to win. But even if the Broncos are up by a touchdown and it looks like we're going to win, please root for Buffalo to score.
Because I feel like, BJ, I feel like you have made that bet for yourself.
I'm going to.
I know.
Yeah. I'm going to, because I like it.
I feel like Powerball Pete will as well.
There's a lot of people that are going to jump on board with that.
And let me tell you something. I'll be quite honest with you, too. All right?
All right.
If I got money on it, I absolutely would root for the Buffalo Bills to score to go into overtime, okay?
So what we're talking about is it's $100 to put on. Well, it's not. You can put $20, whatever. I put $100 on the betting on them going overtime without picking a winner. And if they do go into overtime, my $100 turns into $1,600.
Right. No matter what your bet is, just multiply it by 16.
Yeah.
That's how it works. $10, $160. You get it, right?
Yeah.
But if you bet the overtime, Jamie's in. She's in, so be rooting for it. Man, can you imagine people that listen to our show on Sunday, if it goes into overtime, they'll be like, oh, my God, Jamie has just won $1,600.
I know.
You know they will.
And the thing is, at first I was excited. Earlier this morning when you made the bet for me because I gave you $100, I was excited. But now I'm finding, I don't think I like it. I don't.
What do you mean?
Because you kind of explained this once to me, how betting has changed how you watch games.
Yeah.
It's taken the joy out of it.
Yeah.
Right? And so we're all getting together for damp January on Sunday. And we're all getting together and we're watching the game, right? So I was going in with just like, we're just going to watch the game. But now I have something on it, which is like, in my head, $1,700 on the line.
Yeah.
And so now it's going to anxiety, all the, not the
all
fun
the emotions.
Stuff.
You're going to tell other people at the party to shut the hell up. You're going to be, you got to watch the game. You might even throw some dip at them or something.
Right. I'm going to have anger issues.
You're going to be that person that's paying attention to the game and they're all talking about, look at her just because she's got money on.
I know.
She can't even get over here and talk with us.
See, and I don't like those people. I don't like people like you.
I know.
Yeah. I like you as a human. I don't like the viewer in you.
You're right.
You know, because to me, it's a social gathering. I don't care if people talk.
Right.
Let's just glance up. But now I already have that intenseness.
You're going to be me. I love it. I'm glad I turned you on to another vice, too. I love it.
No, because you actually told me once it took the joy out of watching games.
That's not exactly how I explained it. It takes the joy out of watching a game that you don't have money on.
Yeah,
if
you want to do
it. Money on the game,
okay,
it puts the joy back in. I mean, joy in your heart.
Really? You don't feel anxiety about it?
Yeah, lots.
Yeah.
But the anxiety is the fun part, right?
It's also the adrenaline, though.
I don't think the anxiety's fun.
Jamie, here's how bad it is for me, okay? And Spadil probably can relate to this. If I'm watching a game and I've got money on it and my team's doing terrible, just terrible, I'll turn it.
I turn it right off.
Hoping that they'll get better.
if I'm not watching, that me watching is causing this to happen. My team sucks because I'm watching. They know I've got money on them.
No!
There's too much pressure, so I'm going to watch the Beverly Hillbillies.
No!
And I'll come back to the game. And then I'll go back to the game and we've caught up. And I'll be like, oh, that works.
But you're proving my point. It took away your joy.
It does.
The money took away your joy.
It puts you in a bad place.
But I had a bet like
doing it.
I had a bet like 2 weeks ago on the Nuggets opponent, right? Where I took San Antonio with the points,
yeah,
just wanting Denver to win, but like not by enough that they would cover the spread.
Okay.
And
I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, I just realized I got into the weeds with it. But,
you don't know.
You know what?
Yeah.
Here's what I thought was bad about you, Schmidel. Uh-huh. Like, you know, I don't gamble. I don't know what the hell he's saying. But anyway, but here's what's bad about you is that you know, Jokic.
Uh-huh.
He actually like had the COVID. He was really, really sick.
Bro.
And instead of this is my
it
point.
Made me so mad.
Instead of having empathy and going, oh my gosh, poor Jokic is sick, like I said, yeah, he's like, screw that guy.
Dude, I got screwed because I had him in my parlay and the Nuggets winning, and then because he got sick, he
you
got taken
it
out, and there yeah was no chance of them winning without him there. So I just lost my parlay yeah right from the beginning.
I was like, Schmidel, you need to feel bad. He doesn't feel no, screw him.
Yeah, Jamie, man, I need to hit my parlay.
Jamie, you're about to become that person.
No.
You are. I had a guy a couple of weeks ago that literally broke his leg. Broke his leg on the field.
And you didn't feel empathy?
No, I was pissed.
I don't want to be you too.
I had this guy to get 40 yards and he broke his leg on 27.
Wow.
But dude, I hope he doesn't come back.
Oh,
you get to be that person.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
This is that show, American Greed.
Yeah, it is.
God.
But you're going to find yourself being that person at this party.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm already feeling like, God, I don't know. This is like, I shouldn't be wanting them to go into overtime. Like, I should just want them to win.
And the only team, I do have a line where I will never bet on a University of Tennessee football game or basketball, whatever. I won't bet because I can't bet against them. And every time I bet for them, they lose.
So you like
not
really have some rituals.
I have a line in the sand. I will not put any money on Tennessee for anything.
Listen, I don't think it really. I don't think it really matters.
But man, when it comes to the Denver Broncos,
that's funny that you won't because of Tennessee.
Mm-mm, I won't do it.
Don't you watch it then, thinking like I should have put money on it?
Yeah, well, like when they're winning.
No, I get let down too many times in the years past, so I just quit. Okay. I'm like, I'm not dealing with that anymore. But I'd certainly put something on. If I felt really good about Buffalo winning just outright or winning by 10, let's say, I'd put money on Buffalo.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
it's not a nice habit
wearing,
to have,
you're
Jamie.
You're wearing a Broncos shirt. Yeah.
I know. Go Bills. If I've got $20
wow
on it, go Bills.
Look at the, what money means to you people.
Look, we can pack it up. We'll get them next year.
Oh,
I just need my $20.
Oh, my
that's
God
all.
This is bad.
But think about this. If you're watching the game on Sunday and that game happens to go into overtime, whoo, man, Jamie's going to be partying.
And it's just weird because I'm like, I'm already thinking about scores and stuff. I'm thinking like, oh God, what if they're up at the beginning? Well, they still have time. I'm like doing that right now. And
yeah,
then a game has not even been started
until
Sunday.
Listen, and this is the honest truth, okay? Come Sunday, if the Broncos are ahead by 3 points, you're going to be rooting for Buffalo.
Yep.
That money's going to make you root for the opposite team.
God, money is a horrible thing.
It is, dude.
It really is.
But it's so much fun.
Yeah. just imagine. I mean, we've knocked out two for you today. You're a perv and you gamble.
Yeah, dude. I'm just a degenerate, dude.
Cool. You're an upstanding citizen, man. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
There we go.
You might want to help him.
Yeah.
Who? Help him, Schmidel?
Pick out the stuff.
I was thinking the exact
you
same
were
thing. Oh, yeah. I was like, oh my.
So what's he picking out? I wasn't part of the conversation.
Okay. All right. So there's a thing. I don't know what it is. It's like, it doesn't matter. We're going to get too deep in the woods. Just help him. That's all I'm saying.
Schmidel?
Yeah.
Hey, Schmidel.
What's up?
Don't do anything until I help you.
Okay.
I have no idea what we're talking about. Right. Don't care. Okay. Jamie just says, help you.
All right. No, gotcha. It's just that we were picking out some like promo stuff and some best of stuff. And so sometimes I think what I think is funny, well, everybody, it's all objective.
Yeah.
So what I think is funny and what Spadil thinks is funny and what you think is funny and Carson, it's always different. Right? That's just life. Yeah.
Well, usually, though, yours is funny and mine's funny, but his isn't.
I think I'm funny.
That's what we're trying to say in a nice way.
I wasn't saying that. No. You are funny. No, I'm just saying what you perceive as the show moment, what's funny, and what I perceive. Like, sometimes when
I
go...
Yeah, like I made that promo about the squid with the... Or was it... It was like a bug that doesn't have a butthole, right? And then I made the promo, and I thought it was hilarious. But you were like, yeah, I don't really know if we should make that a promo.
Right, because I said, hey, I don't think that we should be saying butthole every 5 minutes.
on a thing that constantly plays.
For a thing that's on a rotator.
Yeah, don't do anything yet. just sit tight. Right.
I mean, it is funny, but it was funny in that moment because it was like, bam. But if you keep playing it, then it's like,
it kind of loses its meaning.
Yeah. If this is for the Colorado Broadcasters Association's awards, then I think we use butthole. Can you imagine that throw up for a loop? Okay, let's listen to nomination number 4. Butthole. They're having this fancy dinner.
Right?
We wouldn't win, but man, we'd shake the place up.
It's actually not a bad idea.
Like, okay, here's our nomination.
I know, right? Because, I mean, it's us. They would totally expect it, right?
Well, we've never won.
I know, right? Like no, at all. It's fine. I don't care. It's like, anyway. You know, I want to tell you something. Here's the thing. So I haven't told you guys this, but I've been on pins and needles about a refund that I've been waiting for.
Yeah.
Have you ever made a dumb ass purchase that's extreme? It's dumb. It was in the moment. You thought like you deserved it. You said to yourself, I work hard.
Yeah, well, according to my wife, I did it yesterday.
Oh, you did? What'd you buy?
Anything I bought.
Oh, okay.
Anything I bought for the house, the stairs, this door, whatever.
So I'm dope. Because, you know, like, look, I bought my own Christmas gift. That's what my mind said is like, I bought my own Christmas gift. I deserve it. I work hard.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, like, I don't have a gift under the tree. So so I spent a lot of money. And then when I got it, I was like, you are dumb. Like, you are literally dumb. I just got the refund.
What'd you buy?
I'll show you.
You got to show me? You can't
I wanna
say.
I want to know what this is.
It must be really embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
All right, let me see what you bought.
Okay.
All right.
It is so... I got the refund, finally. Look at the total. It's at the bottom.
Hold on.
What is it?
What? You don't need to know.
But it says fully refunded, doesn't it? See?
Ooh, thank you. So you bought it, instantly had regret, and you're like, no.
Yes, yeah.
Folks, I'll just tell you this. 6 figures on here.
It's wow. 6 figures.
I was going to say, I definitely know what it is.
I counted the two past the dot.
Yeah, but look
at it. Why not?
Right? Yeah, right? Yeah. No,
it's 4 figures.
Look, ordered, refunded. Thank God. Okay.
Thank
anyway.
God you got it back.
Woo! I know, and I was so worried.
It's not that good looking of a purse.
You went with the real
purse,
deal.
$4,000.
$4,110.
What kind is it? What kind?
For a purse.
It's a Jimmy Choo.
What?
Wow. Jimmy Choo?
Jimmy Choo. Achoo!
Is that new? Like a new brand?
No, it's been around forever.
Oh.
I got some Jimmy Choo shoes.
You don't know Jimmy Choo?
No, dude. I'm not cool enough for Jimmy Choo.
Like, Brie doesn't even pull up the website because she knows it's never.
I instantly, I was just like, yeah, okay, maybe you should get a Christmas present, but then this isn't it.
Okay, but I will say, in your defense, it's better than a car, because I thought you were going to buy a car over the break.
Car makes sense.
I almost did.
$4,000 purse doesn't make sense.
$4,000 purse doesn't make sense.
No, a car makes sense.
Yeah, but I thought you were going to get an Aston Martin.
I know, Aston Martin.
Doesn't Jimmy Choo, doesn't he make like, or she, whomever it is, don't they also make some affordable stuff? Don't they have another line that they also do?
No.
I thought they did.
You're thinking of Chewy. or something.
Yeah,
what's that one? Tumu. I don't know. No.
No.
Anyway, all right. But the good news is I got my brain back, right? Like I got it back in time to get the refund.
Yeah. Brain and refund.
Man.
Got them both back.
Have you guys ever done that where you're just like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever bought in my life?
Not to that degree. No. You win.
This is a lot.
You won.
You don't think you have?
No.
I bet you have.
No.
Yep.
Not to that degree.
I bet you have.
Mm-hmm. I've never bought like a pair of shoes, a wallet, nothing like that.
Not girl stuff. I bet you spent like $4,000 on something. Like gambling.
I've never spent $4,000 in gambling all at one shot. Now, if you add it up over the years, in my head, it doesn't work like that. Yeah. But I've never bought something that I literally, once I got it, and I thought to myself, what in the hell did I do? And then go back to get your refund immediately because you realize it's really a dumb move.
Well, you're a better person than me. Have you guys?
Yeah, well, I will say when I first got my car, because it was like, it was too good a deal to pass up, but I wasn't ready. Like, I didn't want to get a car payment like I did.
Right.
And we got to the dealership in Boise, Idaho. And I handed over the keys to my car, and they gave me my new car. And I was like, I was driving home, and we were in this ice storm. I was like, oh, this is a horrible decision. What am I doing? I was like, there's no way I have any business like buying this car right now. But I did, because I did. I was like, you know, you work hard. You've never bought anything for yourself.
This. Yeah. You deserve it.
But she's got a step further. She's in her head convinced herself, this was stupid.
Oh, yeah.
No. I need my money back. So you didn't turn around and go back to the dealer. You just had what's called buyer's remorse, and maybe it wasn't worth it. But now that I'm driving, it's kind of worth it.
I mean,
no, Jamie all of a sudden had a wake-up call.
Like, yeah.
It was like, okay, this is dumb. Well, this is dumb. Get your money back.
I saw this CEO, and you know, he's like a multi-millionaire or whatever. He said the dumbest purchase he ever made in his life was a car. He bought like a Ferrari, and then he thought, what am I doing?
Seriously.
Like, I mean, he could afford it. Not like, I mean, I can't afford these purses. They would be on my credit card, but he could afford that Ferrari. But he thought, what did I do?
I know a guy that did that with land. He bought like 6 acres somewhere. And then after he bought it, he realized there's nothing you can do with it.
Was it landlocked?
It had no electricity. Yeah. You couldn't build on it, blah, blah, blah. And he literally turned around and sold it within 3 days.
Oh, my God.
And lost money.
I bet he did.
Yeah.
Schmidl, have you ever had regrets about how much you spend on OnlyFans?
Oh, dude, all the time. I'm not even, yeah. Because then I don't know how to say this without being too, like...
pervy?
Yeah.
Okay.
But just, like, when everything's done, you know, and then that's when it all kind of sets in, where you're like, oh, man, I just spent $100 on this. This is stupid.
What? Hey, Schmidl, remember that scale that I talked about?
Oh, I went up to 10
on that.
Yeah,
where you were 1.5. You just topped the scale.
I take that scale.
You're right there with butt slapper guy that's out there running around on a mini bike.
Just don't get that.
You got to think with your brain, okay?
Yeah, that I'm not thinking with the brain in that moment. Yeah.
I would never pay to have an orgasm ever.
Let's not go that far. That's not what I got from the story.
You didn't? I did. What did you get?
She's basically right. Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, what? I mean,
just kidding.
Women laugh at people, you know? Like,
yeah.
At men, not at people like you, but in men in general, like, who has to pay for that?
No, I realize how stupid it is, like, after the fact. Yeah.
My God.
Won't stop you from doing it again today, will it?
Hopefully, maybe this time
you'll be placing your order before you leave here.
I don't get it though. There's free stuff on the internet.
Yeah, but it's not like personalized. Like they're literally making videos just for you. Where there's,
I gotta turn him off.
That was a good call. That was a good call.
They're making stuff for you.
We're getting into the
weeds. Personalized.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You know what? That was a great call.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, I haven't done any tabloid trash. All right, there you go, tabloid trash.
I still feel like we had fun.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I just saw a couple more videos online of that funeral yesterday. Man, there are some sour-looking people in the audience for the Jimmy Carter funeral yesterday.
Yeah, Melania Trump looked like a bitch.
Was she mad at people or what?
I don't know.
You got,
and she, I think she's beautiful, and I have nothing against her, so don't say it's political because I'm not being political. I'm just saying she looks so bitchy. I was like, no. Melania, I don't know if she's one of those. I had a friend once that doesn't move her face because she doesn't want to get wrinkles.
Yeah.
And so she was out, her name was Gina, and she like never moved her face because her mom told her that if you laugh too much and stuff, you'll get wrinkles. So mm-hmm. she was always like that. So I don't know if that's what Melania's doing.
No, I don't think so. I think that what you had yesterday, and again, this is Jimmy Carter's funeral that was yesterday. So you had all the presidents that are alive that showed up and their wives, first former first ladies. You had all the, I think there was just a lot of hatred in the building.
No, I saw a lot of love. I saw Obama and Trump just loving each other, having so much fun. Did you see them chuckling and giggling?
But there were people around them hating that.
Well, maybe that's what people said. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I mean, it was,
I liked it. I everybody thought it looked good.
Well, that looked good. No, yeah. That part looked good. I'm not saying that, but you had the Pence, you had the former president. What was his name? George Bush. You had him there. They were all kind of sour, except for Trump
Obama
and Obama.
They were just like,
yeah, think, it's like
they were doing knee slapping.
It was almost like. They were a little over the top for a funeral.
I thought they were a little mouthy. Yeah, I was like,
for a funeral?
Maybe that's what Melania was mad about. She was like, shh.
Will you shut up?
Yeah, right? My God. And then I did feel bad because Bush was looking at Biden like he was kind of irritated because Biden was sleeping. Oh, I felt bad.
You know, that's a good place to get a nap, though.
Just watching it made me tired. Yeah. I was not even mad at Biden for that. I was I get you.
I couldn't stay awake.
Yeah. No, I'm watching it at home, and I'm nodding off.
And I wasn't even watching it. I just saw bits and pieces. I was like, oh, my God, I get why you're sleeping. Yeah.
Wow. That is such a spectacle, though, of a former president dying like that. You know, the whole pageantry of it all.
I just thought it was really bad timing, kind of, because, you know, with the fires and stuff, I felt like it kind of got overlooked a little bit.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just kind of unfortunate, you know, circumstance there.
But maybe Obama and Trump are going to be BFFs.
Could be.
Oh, my God. Maybe they'll get that necklace that's a buh.
Yeah. Fuh. Yeah. Now, where was Michelle? Oh, best friend.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
It's split in the middle, and I get the B-E, and you get the S-T,
right.
Okay? And then I get the F-R-I, and then your side of the necklace says E-N-D.
Yeah, I'm the end.
Yeah. So, fifth. I'll have that part, and then you'll have the...
Do we always have to stand together?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Just like when I wear that
shirt. Yeah, you
got
to connect them.
I'm with stupid that points at you. We have to stand right by each other. Yeah.
You got to watch who you stand
Michelle
next to,
there?
Right? Michelle Obama was the only one missing, wasn't she?
I think so.
I didn't see her.
Yeah, they couldn't find her. They said she was on vacation.
You are chuckling because you saw a different meme. I know you.
No, I didn't either. No. I think she was in Hawaii.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, I think they said that she was in Hawaii and couldn't make it back.
Is there trouble in paradise?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
She should have been there. That's disrespectful.
She was the only person missing that I can, that I remember.
I like her.
From watching it yesterday.
Why wasn't she there?
I don't know. But maybe that's why they were joking with each other. Maybe they were making wife jokes.
Oh, probably so.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, today's a big day, Jamie. Are you nervous?
No, here's the thing. So I was telling BJ off the air, like, you know how everybody makes New Year's resolutions or whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I am a thrown together girl, right? Just thrown, like, chaotic is my life. Just chaos.
Some people call it a hot mess.
Yeah, and maybe psychotic too.
Yeah.
Who knows? But anyway, and so my New Year's resolution is I'm going to be a put together girl, right?
Go.
I'm going to be put together. I'm going to be more organized. And the other thing is, like, with damp January, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to take care of my health better.
Started out as dry.
It did, but Sunday is going to be damp.
It's going to be damp.
Damp Sunday, because we're...
It's a good run, though. Yeah, seven or eight days.
Yeah. But it doesn't mean I'm not going back to it. It's just damp because of Sunday.
No, it doesn't mean that.
No, it doesn't.
Well, I think it kind of might mean that, but after a damp, it's kind of hard to get dry after a damp.
Why? Because you came off of damp.
You dry out.
Yeah.
Carson, you really believe that's going to happen?
Watch it.
Whether I believe it or...
Let's go back to putting ourselves together.
Right, I'm going to be
together.
Get it together. Okay. I'm going to be organized. Right. I'm not going to be looking for keys. I'm going to get it together. I'm going to start going to Pilates again. Remember when I was going to Pilates? I'm going to go start doing that again. I'm going to be a total package.
Okay.
And so part of that is I never take care of me, really, right? Because I've been living for my son. I have always just lived for my son, for Ralphie. And so now that he's in college, I can start doing things for me. So one of the things is,
this is a big year for
you. It is a big year.
2025, man, that's going to rock for you.
Well, because it's for me.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Because it's not all about my child.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And so so one of the things is I signed on with Facial Aesthetics. And so they literally bring you in there. And I mean, I love them. But they put you in this machine and they go, oof.
Does it give you a percentage of what the chances are we could actually fix you?
Yeah, like I have I have really good percent.
Oh, you do?
And they're not upselling me because my services are part of my deal, right? So they're not upselling me on anything. But they're like, look, this is an easy fix for a couple of these things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
I'm sure there are people that go in there where the machine goes, whoop, 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 whoop. They just kind of rush you out.
That's funny that you say that because they actually said that they should put you in the machine.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
I'm not
Sir,
even
we
kidding.
Can't help you.
That wasn't funny.
I'm not even kidding.
That wasn't funny.
That was funny.
That wasn't funny.
He said, you should bring BJ over here and put him in the machine. And I was like...
It would break it.
Yeah.
Because it gives you what your actual age is skin-wise. Like with skin damage, what your actual age is and stuff. Yeah. And
so you rang up pretty good on me.
I did because I've been
your easy fix.
I've been a sun lover. So that's part of the problem is I've been the girl that's just like, I don't need sunscreen. You know,
right.
And it catches up with you.
Right. But I would have guessed, just knowing you, Jamie, that you before the machine came along, I would have thought that you'd be an easy fix.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, really? Thanks. And that's a compliment. I mean, you're a hot mess. Right. There are some real major problems with you. But I got a feeling you're... Let me put it this way.
Well,
I got a feeling that you're fixable.
They said I'm fixable. Yeah,
there
you're not even hurting my feelings because they said it the same
you're
way.
You're fixable.
Yeah. The thing is, with modern technology and modern medicine, we're all fixable, even you.
I don't know.
Well, it'll take a lot more money than me.
A lot of damage. A lot of damage done over here, girl. A lot of damage.
But anyway, so I'm going over to Facial Aesthetics today. And so that what they're doing first is this, it's this broadband light therapy thing. And it's like, pew, 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 pew.
Wait a minute.
Pew, pew.
BBL's not a Brazilian butt lift?
I know, it's confusing.
Well, son of a... Well, let's just play a song, man.
And then I'm getting this Moxie thing, which I think that you should have,
too.
What's
the Moxie?
So this is really cool because, you know, like when you lose, what's it called? That collagen, you know? Then your face starts to fall off your body.
When things start flopping?
Yeah, collagen. We all lose collagen.
Right.
Right? So this Moxie thing, it goes under your skin and it like, it does something. Pew, 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 pew. Pew, 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 pew.
And it fixes it?
Yes.
Wow.
Is this a procedure that in and out?
Yeah, so both of them I'm having today. And all of a sudden, Monday.
And I'll notice the difference.
You will.
Yes, Monday.
You're going to be like.
Damn, I can't wait.
No, you're going to be like, oh my God, are you a supermodel? And I'll be like, no, it's me, Jame.
It's like a stranger's going to walk through the
you're
door.
You're telling me.
Uh-huh.
Monday morning.
Uh-huh.
When you come in here, mm-hmm. I'm going to think I'm working with a supermodel.
Yes, sir. You are. You're going
to
be
Lord
like.
Lord have mercy.
Like you're going to grab hold of Carson's arm and go, dude, I mean, I'm just like, whoa. Yeah.
I will.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to pop a wheelie if you know. Me. It's going to be that good.
It's finally going to start
no
working.
No kidding. Wow. All right. I'm excited for
too.
You.
I'm excited
yeah,
too.
Yeah, because it is a quick procedure.
It is.
You go in,
and there's
get
no
it
downtime.
Done.
Yeah.
What's the name of this place again?
It's Facial Aesthetics.
Facial Aesthetics.
Oh, wait. Let me do a shameless plug. Are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
So go to their website if you want to see everything they offer. It's facialaestheticsinc.com. Again, it's facialaestheticsinc.com. And they have a whole list of stuff that you can have done.
I don't even care if the Broncos win now. I'm going to be working with the Super Bowl. Come on,
Dave. BJ and Jamie.
We gotta go. All right, let's talk about the Broncos real quick here because okay. The Broncos play on Sunday. Jamie's got money on the game.
What's that called,
Spadil? She's got skin.
I got skin in the game.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Skin in the game.
Yeah. Man.
I'm really excited. So if they go into overtime, it doesn't matter who wins. If they go into OT, I'm a rich woman.
$1,700.
What are you going to do with your $1,600?
I'm going to put it into a high-quality mutual fund.
That's a good move.
That is a good move.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
All right, go Broncos.
Q.
Go Broncos.
Now, are you doing a party?
Yeah, a get-together.
It's kind of a party.
But get-togethers are more like, hey, let's all just get together. Like, not... A party is where you have everything planned and there's food and
stuff
like that.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, there is a difference.
Yeah,
right.
Well, it's a get-together.
A little get-together. You know, it's 11 o'clock kickoff, right?
Yes,
So you guys have to get your get-together going early.
Early. Now, I know you're having, you and Juan are having a party.
Throwing a party.
Yeah.
My house, yeah. Big bash at my house. Yeah. No,
it's just Juan is the loneliest.
It's just me.
I do like that you were planning your menu for you.
Yeah.
Well, what'd you come up with?
My wife and kid. I'm going to go with ribs.
Oh, so your wife is here now.
My wife and kid. Well, they're going to go. They're going to go up to her dad's to look over some stuff because he's moving. You know.
Oh.
So they've got Sunday all
really
planned out.
So it really is just you.
So. Yeah, it's just me.
That sounds like a great weekend to me, man.
For my party.
No, I think most men. Listen, I'm not taking away from them. Yeah. I'm telling you, most men wish they could be BJ.
Alone
with a game that's a playoff game. Every man hates you right now because they want to be you.
Right. Yeah. I'll get up around 8 o'clock, start taping my ankles and stuff.
Getting ready. Yeah. Doing your calisthenics.
I do that. Yeah. I put that black under my eye before I eat my ribs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, do some stretches.
You got that tape around your wrist when you got the ribs held up there, you know?
Nice. Yeah.
Gotta have support.
Yeah.
I think the Broncos are gonna win, folks. All right, we'll see you back here Monday. Remember, come Monday, I'm working with a supermodel. Woo! I'm excited.
I know. It's gonna be amazing.
Have a great weekend. Don't drink and drive. We will see you back here on Monday. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah!
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.